Disc 3.
Matt heard Aunt Jane's heavy sigh from across the room. Like her, he wasn't surprised that Dad had refused to have a bodyguard. He would have laughed off the suggestion. But, Harper went on, we did discuss what to do in the case of various events. I had my IT people model, simulate, several scenarios.
On computers, Matt said. He shouldn't be surprised at this, he realised. After all, Harper had made his fortune out of computer research and manufacturing.
That's right. Your father was not, I think, as excited as I am at the opportunities the new technologies offer for archaeology.
I bet, Matt said quietly. Dad saw computers as tools. He understood what they could do, but he'd never been excited by technology, unlike Matt or Mum. He had once told Matt that when the technology becomes more interesting than what you're trying to do with it, then you're in the wrong business. It was a sentiment that Matt could understand, but he wasn't sure he entirely agreed with it, and Harper seemed to be a good example of how to combine two passions to the benefit of both.
The long and the short of it is, Harper was saying, that we discussed what to do in the eventuality that Dr. Stribling disappeared or was captured, and he was very clear on his advice.
Which was what? Robin prompted.
First, that I should continue to try to find the treasure of St. John, no matter what threats might be made, though I have to say so far there have been none. And second, that I should come to you for help.
He turned to face Venture across the desk.
Dr. Stribling was most insistent that after himself, you are the person best qualified to find the treasure.
Venture said nothing. His expression remained set and unreadable. Harper smiled.
It did rather surprise me, I confess. I had heard of you, of course, have even bid against you at several auctions, though I don't think either of us was actually there. But I had no idea of the esteem in which Dr. Stribling holds you. No idea of your breadth and depth of expertise. Tell me, are you the man for the job?
Venture leaned back in his chair. The fingers of his right hand drummed a thoughtful rhythm on the desk. You know, he said at last, in archaeology, as in so many other areas, there are some things which should be left well alone. Harper frowned.
You mean the treasure of St. John?
Who can say? But given that others are not willing to let it lie wherever it is hidden, yes, I'll help you. And yes, as Dr. Stribling very well knows, I am the man for the job. Not least because, like everyone else here, I want to find him and make sure he is safe.